What happens to the light signals that the retina receives as they go completely across the brain to the visual cortex? Well, to begin with, the light received by the retinal cells is transformed into electrical nerve pulses, as we have seen. Nerves are very sophisticated little electrochemical factories. A neuron will transmit an electrical impulse along the length of its stretched-out axon. When it reaches the end of the axon, the impulse triggers the release of certain chemicals that flow across the gap, called a synapse, between the axon and the next neuron's receiver, called a dendrite. When these chemicals reach a critical density, the next neuron fires an electrical signal down its length, and the process is repeated at the next synapse. The nerve impulses from the eye travel this bucket brigade way at a speed of barely 7 miles per hour, about 11 kilometers per hour, not much faster than an ox cart moves. Still, it takes only a tenth of a second for the information to get from the retina to the visual cortex, nowhere near as fast as the speed of light, nor even the speed with which an electronic computer operates, but plenty fast enough for our human senses. The nerve impulses from our two retinas are routed through a connector system just behind the eyeballs called the optic chiasm. What the optic chiasm does is to intertwine the signals from the right eye and the left so that each hemisphere of the brain gets information from both eyes. This intermixed signal goes all the way back to the visual cortex, which is built of stacks of cells in such a way that each portion of the cortex gets signals from both eyes. No part of the brain, from the optic chiasm onward, plays the role of Popeye the Sailor Man. Information from both eyes is shared throughout the system. Incidentally, the optic chiasm was discovered by no less a man than Sir Isaac Newton, one of the greatest scientists of all time. As we shall see later, Newton played a vital role in our understanding of optics. While studying the problems of color and vision in 1666, he dissected the visual system of an animal, probably a sheep, and discovered this switching system in the brain behind the animal's eyes. The optic nerve path goes from the optic chiasm to a structure in the brain called the lateral geniculate nucleus in the thalamus, as well as to the RAS and to a part of the midbrain called the superior colliculus. The superior colliculus receives signals from the ears as well, and it organizes information about the direction of a moving object so as to coordinate head and eye movements. When you hear a loud noise, for example, you automatically turn your head and eyes towards its source. That is a reflex beyond conscious control. From the lateral geniculate nucleus, the signals go to the visual cortex, where there are six layers of cells with specialized functions. Some sense colors. Some sense edges, discontinuities in the field of view. Some are so specialized that they detect two edges or lines that connect to form an angle and little else. It's as if the visual cortex consisted of millions upon millions of highly trained, exquisitely specialized observers, each of whom is responsible for distinguishing one thing and one thing only, no matter what the overall scene being viewed. Put all these specialized mini-pictures together, and we get a splendidly detailed, beautifully colored picture. In the visual cortex, the incoming information is processed and refined so that all the data about the object being viewed, its size, distance, shape, color, location, and relationship to background, are assembled into a coherent image. Then this information is sent to the hippocampus. That's Greek for seahorse, which this tiny structure resembles slightly in shape, near the thalamus. The hippocampus is a memory storage area. Apparently, this is for the purpose of checking the new information with old data already in storage. Does this new image resemble anything I have already seen? What category does it fall into? Is it something I should run away from, or eat, or smile at and talk to? From there, still within fractions of a second, the information is spread around the cerebral cortex generally. Take a look at this, the rest of the little gray cells are told. What do you make of it? What decisions are necessary to deal with it? Finally, the information is decided upon and the cortex activates the motor controls. The result may be a smile or a frown, a bow or an abrupt dash for safety, a word of greeting or a scream of fright.